Today we're shown through the scriptures two traits that make up a prophet. The first is that the prophet's heart must be on fire. The second is that the prophet's mind must be formed and renewed by the gospel. We heard first from Jeremiah, whose life is both fascinating and tragic. But from his life we see clearly that a prophet is one, of course, who is called by God. But often in responding to that call, the prophet loses much of what he once counted as worthwhile. For Jeremiah, that certainly was the case, and that's the situation we find him in today, as he confronts God and says, "Why did you trick me? You gave me this word to proclaim, and now everyone mocks me. And still the only message you have for me is violence and outrage. How you are upset with the way the people are living." Jeremiah says, "Your word is what makes them hate me, Lord." However, despite that, Jeremiah admits, "Even if I wanted to stop speaking in your name, Lord, I cannot. Because your word is alive in my heart. It's like a fire burning within me, and I cannot endure to hold it in. It must go out, must go forth, to spread its light and its heat to whoever I encounter." So Jeremiah has this great and beautiful relationship with the Lord, and this tragic way of being that realizes that in losing everything, he is still alive and on fire with the love of God. And why was it that Jeremiah was so hated when he was preaching the truth of God? It's an interesting question that we ask. But if you think about it, when we hear a prophet speak to us, might be a friend or a relative, when we truly hear the fire of the Spirit speaking through a prophet, we're always being challenged, aren't we? We tend to resist being challenged. That's why we call it the fire that is being spoken and shared. It's hot. It's uncomfortable. When we allow it to touch us, it consumes us and it hurts. So that's why they didn't like Jeremiah, because he was speaking the truth. He was a true prophet. He had the consuming fire that came from his own relationship with God, and given the fire of the Holy Spirit that made others uncomfortable. But that's what makes a prophet, that he has that fire. There's a second aspect of the prophet's life that's highlighted today in St. Paul's letter. He says, "Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God." So the prophet has the heart on fire of the Holy Spirit, but he also has a mind that is not overcome by the enticing things, the enticing ideas of the world. No, the prophet's mind is transformed by God so that he can speak from the very heart of God. And St. Paul says, what's more, it's by the prophet giving his life as a sacrifice that the heart is caught on fire and that the mind is transformed. That's what makes for a prophet. Pope Francis said a very similar thing. He said, "To speak from the heart means that our hearts must not just be on fire, but also enlightened by the fullness of revelation and by the path traveled by God's Word in the heart of the Church and our faithful people throughout history." So those are the two aspects: the heart on fire, the mind renewed. If we look at Peter just briefly and his shortcoming that we heard of in today's Gospel, it's not that his heart wasn't on fire. He was full of boldness. But his shortcoming was that he had not allowed his mind to be fully enlightened so that he could see with God's way of seeing. He saw as human beings do. And when Jesus predicted his death, he believed that that death would mean failure for Jesus. His mind needed to be transformed so that the fire that he had already could be directed in the right way. So the prophet needs both, the fire and the renewed mind. Now in the end we know that Peter became a great proclaimer of Jesus' death and resurrection. He understood it when his mind was transformed and his heart lit on fire. And Paul, of course, is a great example of one who at one point was preaching against the gospel, but when he encountered the Lord became the greatest of spokespersons for the gospel. And Jeremiah too had to overcome his worldly sense of disappointment at the fact that the people didn't accept his word. And he overcame that in order to rededicate himself to his mission as prophet. We might say though, but I'm no Jeremiah. I'm not St. Peter. I'm not St. Paul. Prophecy is kind of a big deal, so it's not meant for someone like me. Well, my friends, don't let yourselves be off the hook. We are all meant to be prophets. Way back in Moses' day, he said to the people, "Don't be jealous of me. Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them all," Moses said. And prophecy begins right here. In fact, part of my responsibility and our parish staff's responsibility, Pope Francis says, is that we would be animated by the fire of the Spirit so as to inflame the hearts of the faithful who regularly take part in the community worship and gather on the Lord's Day to be nourished by His Word and fed by the bread of eternal life. Okay, so that's our role, to be on fire so that the fire can be in your hearts, and then we reach out to those who are further away from the church, or the poor, the neglected, those who suffer. It's that simple. The prophet is the one who delivers God's word. And all we need to be a prophet is our hearts set on fire and our minds renewed. So none of us is exempt from that call. The spirit of prophecy, the heart on fire, the mind renewed, no longer conformed to the empty promises of this age. That spirit needs to catch fire in each of our hearts. And yes, it will result in us seeming to lose something from the worldly point of view. As one of my friends likes to say, it's not all candy and nuts, right? We lose something in giving ourselves to the Lord. Jeremiah, St. Paul, St. Peter, they all knew that. Our message won't be appreciated always. Our words won't always be heeded. But the prophet is not impeded by that. Rather, he counts as gain all that he once counted as loss. So you, disciples of Jesus, called to be prophets, let your minds not be conformed to this age, but be transformed, be renewed. See, not as human beings do, but as God does. And let your hearts catch fire with the love of God. Then you will not be able to remain silent. You will not be able to hold this fire in. Pope Francis said in his letter, The Joy of the Gospel, "How I long to find the right words to stir up enthusiasm for a new chapter of evangelization, full of fervor, joy, generosity, courage, boundless love and attraction. Yet I realize that no words of encouragement will be enough unless the fire of the Holy Spirit burns in our hearts. How I long to find the right words to stir up a new evangelization. Yet no words are enough unless the fire of the Holy Spirit burns in our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, make us prophets. Enkindle in the hearts of your faithful the fire of your love."